This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Ethiopian government launched an airstrike on Friday on the capital of the northern Tigray region, and residents in the neighboring Amhara region say people there are taking flight from intensifying fighting. Humanitarian sources and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which controls the northern region, said the airstrike hit a university in the regional capital, Mekele. A government spokesman said it struck a former military base now occupied by TPLF fighters and denied the university was hit. TV controlled by the TPLF reported 11 civilians were wounded in the strike. At least the fourth day, Mekele has been targeted this week by the Ethiopian government. Humanitarian sources claim a UN plane was forced to abort a scheduled landing due to the airstrike. The government's critics have accused it of trying to cut off access to Tigray, which it denies. Iran State TV reported mass Friday prayers were resumed in Tehran on Friday after a 20-month hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The prayers at Tehran University, a gathering of religious and political significance, came as authorities warned of a sixth wave of the coronavirus, which has so far claimed nearly 125,000 lives in Iran and afflicted nearly 6 million. State TV says worshippers had to heed social distancing and use face masks during the gathering, and it reported Friday prayers also were performed in several other Iranian cities. Iran's health minister said earlier this week it was a certainty that Iran would face a sixth wave next week. The warning came even as the country has accelerated its vaccination drive, but he says his country is well prepared for the new surge. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Friday the Pentagon will continue to support Taiwan's military, but declined to say if U.S. troops would defend the island against China, a day after U.S. President Joe Biden said there was an American commitment to do so. Austin says the United States is committed to the official so-called One China policy, in which Washington accepts that Beijing governs China, but that does not prevent the United States from providing aid to Taiwan, including potent military hardware. Late Thursday, Biden sparked a new firestorm in Washington-Beijing relations by saying the United States had an agreement to help defend Taiwan, a U.S. ally that China considers its own territory. The comment sparked a sharp retort from Beijing, with a foreign ministry spokesman warning Washington, quote, should act and speak cautiously on the Taiwan issue. Ukrainian police on Friday detained a 25-year-old man who threw a Molotov cocktail at the house of a senior aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky. The attack on the deputy head of the presidential administration was the second in weeks on an aide to Zelensky after gunmen opened fire on a car carrying his senior aide in late September. Police said in a statement they detained the 25-year-old about 4 a.m. local time for throwing a bottle containing a flammable mixture into the courtyard of the house in Kyiv. A presidential spokesman said on Ukrainian television, fortunately, neither he nor anyone else was hurt. He added that the presidency hopes for quick identification of those who ordered the attack and their possible motives, as well as, quote, bringing the perpetrators to justice. Police say the attacker was a homeless man who found an advertisement for the job online offering $4,000 to carry out the attack. Pfizer says kid-sized doses of its COVID-19 vaccine are safe and nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections in elementary school children. Details of the study were posted online Friday as U.S. regulators consider opening vaccinations to youngsters 5 to 11. The shots could begin early next month if regulators give the go-ahead. And Chinese state media reported Friday Beijing plans to test tens of thousands of people after new COVID cases were found in a suburban district on Friday. China's maintained a staunch zero COVID strategy with strict border closures, lengthy quarantines, and targeted lockdowns. But the world's most populous nation is now scrambling to tamp down dozens of infections across several provinces. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.